body relaxed and letting the eyes close gently. Cushion, feeling the places where there are pressure, of the feet, of the sitting bones, the back, the hands, the tongue, feeling your body in the present moment. Noticing the breathing, the gentle rising and falling of breath, and see if you can notice where is it most predominant. Is that at the nostrils? Maybe the chest? Or the rising and falling of the belly. Or maybe you experience it through the whole body. But letting the body and the breath be the anchor for your attention in this moment. Don't let attention be fused to thought, which is what it is conditioned to do. Instead, show it this moment, this body, this breath. Right now, rising and falling breath, sensations in the body, sound, what's happening right now, bringing attention over and over to those things that are happening now in this moment. And again, attention is conditioned to be with thought. That's what it's used to. So that's what it will go back to. That's okay. We're training in something different. We're training in present moment. Being aware of the present moment. And then the more we practice that, receiving the gifts of the present moment. Coming back to the body and the breath. Sensations and sound. Mind is like a bird that was once free, but has been trained like a homing pigeon to come back to thought. And we want to help it unlearn that, show it that it's free, and that it lives in a beautiful and amazing and sacred world that it can experience when it's in here in the present moment. So each time the mind does its normal homing thing of coming back to thought, we say, no, baby, you're free. And we bring it back into this moment where life really is. Body, breath, sensation. as you're noticing sensations, if you notice places of tension, you can intentionally relax face, jaw, neck and shoulders, relax arms, abdomen and lower back, hips and legs. Completely relax. Just be sitting this period for 2 or 3 more minutes. See if you can remind the mind to come into the present, the body, the breath, the sensations, with here and now, what's alive. Hearing is part of what's happening now. I know it's good. It's okay. What is arriving, passing away now? am solid, I am free. In the ultimate I dwell, in the ultimate I dwell. Well, welcome. Good morning. Thank you so much for being here. The song that I was singing for you, I would like to invite you to sing with me. It's the first song on your handout. Sing a line and then you repeat after me. I'll sing a line and then we'll sing it all together. I have arrived, I am home in the here and in the now. Great, let's do that again. I have arrived, I am home in the here and in the now. Okay, then the next line. I am solid, I am free. Let's do that together. I am solid, I am free. And again, I am solid, I am free. Great. And then the last line. In the ultimate I dwell, in the ultimate I dwell. You sound wonderful. Let's do the whole song twice through. I have arrived, I am home, in the here and in the now. I have arrived, I am home, in the here and in the now. I am solid, I am free. Dharma Leader Training Program together through Spirit Rock. And it was at our last retreat down in Southern California that she invited me to come and join you here. So I'm really, really excited to be here because I love Dharma and I love music. And I'm really excited to be combining the two with you today. A little bit more about me. I grew up in a musical family. So I've been playing and singing music since I was a young child and started my Dharma practice in 1991. So it's been 20 years in the Theravadin tradition for me with Vipassana and Metta practices primarily. My entire adult life I've been teaching music to children preschool through 8th grade and also playing in bands, original music, writing original music. And about 2 years after I started my Dharma practice, so in 1993, I started writing songs inspired by Buddhist teachings because the Dharma really was inspiring me. Then, in 2003, I went on the 3-month silent retreat in Bury, Massachusetts. And one of the things they were teaching there was what's called the paramis, which are 10 qualities of a contented heart as taught by the Buddha. So that's generosity. These are all things we can practice that will help our heart feel happy. So that's generosity and ethical behavior and renunciation, wisdom, energy or effort, determination, truthfulness. Oh, I'm forgetting one. Loving kindness.
Resolve.
Determination. Loving kindness, determination, and equanimity. Thank you. So they were teaching those things, and I thought it would be really neat to write original songs on those 10 qualities. But then I came back from the retreat and got involved with teaching and so forth. And then in 2005, I took a class based on a book by Stephen Levine called A Year to Live. And in this class, we met monthly. We were doing everything we could to how would we be in our lives if we only had 1 year to live. And I thought I would write these songs and I would record them. So I did. And I released that album of the Paramis in 2006. And since that time, I've been really focusing on sharing the Dharma through music. And the way that I do that is I write and perform music. But I also have, in Marin County and in Berkeley, I have Dharma music singing circles where I find songs that I think people will already know that have Dharma themes or simple rounds and songs to teach, and we sing together and meditate together and discuss Dharma. So today, what I'm intending for today is a combination of sharing some of my original music with you, doing some of the Dharma music singing circle like we just did where we sing together, and then traditional day-long stuff where we sit together and walk together and discuss Dharma together. So a combination of those three things. The way that I'd like to do the day is to divide it kind of into four blocks. So this first part is our introduction, and I'm going to ask you to introduce yourselves in a moment and singing together a little bit. Chanting, and then we'll have a walking meditation. And then in the second part, we will practice and sing about mindfulness practice. And then we'll take an hour for lunch. And is 12:30 an okay time to do lunch? 12:30 to 1:30 for lunch. And then in that period after lunch, we will practice and sing about metta practice, loving kindness. Then do another walking meditation. And then in the final hour before we take off today, some integration, some talking about music and Dharma, and more singing together, lots of singing today. So that is the plan. Is there anybody who hasn't been here to this space before? So, welcome. So you probably noticed as you came in that the restrooms are just right out there on your right as we go out. You can use the walking meditation to use restrooms or any time you need to take care of yourself in any way, stretch or move or whatever, just feel free to do that. Are there other logistics?
There's some hot water for tea in this little room that's in the alcove just to your left as you go out this door. There's also some iced water that has some citrus and mint and vervain in it, but there's no caffeine in that, so please help yourself to that. If you do walking meditation outside, just be aware that since this is a hospital, there's a lot of traffic. And so if you're walking outside, be aware that everything around this building is a road. And so there may be cars on that road. So be mindful of that. You can walk on the grass or along the sides of this trailer, and that is pretty safe. But just be mindful.
Okay. All right. So what I'd like to ask you for is to tell me your name and tell us your name and what brought you here today, whatever that is for you. And then if you want to, you don't have to, but if you want to say a little something about music and Dharma in your life, how either of them are, either of them move you or impact you, you can say that too, but you don't have to. Mostly I was just interested, I would like to know your names and maybe what brought you here today, and then again, optionally, anything that you'd like to say about music and Dharma in your life. So again, my name is Eve, and I'm here because I was invited by my friend Lori, and I'm really excited to be here. And music and Dharma for me are both life rafts. They're both things that have carried me through very challenging times, and they also buoy me up through joyful times. They're both really primary sources of strength and joy for me.
Should we use this and we'll pass it?
Yeah, that's a good idea. A little modern day talking stick.
All right. So just a little information about using this. Try not to stick it right in front of your mouth because then it tends to pop. So keep it a little bit below. So I'm Lori, and I'm here because I just love the Dharma too, and sharing this time together is just something that I think will be very lovely. Music, for me, especially in the Dharma, is a different route in which I find that the heart is really touched. I find it's just a really, it goes in a different way. You know, it doesn't go in through the head, it goes in through the heart for me. And so some of the chants and other types of music are just, they just touch me in a deeper way. So I'm happy to get more of it.
Hi. My name is Lekana, and I like the Dharma talk, and today probably help me to introduce them Dharma and the story that I get shared with children. I have two young children, and this is the only way maybe I can inspire them to listen to music and understand Dharma. And for me, I've been in do the song like this, but mostly I don't understand what's going on. I kind of read right here at the bottom, is like not know I know the sound of it, but I don't really know the meaning of it, and so this kind of helped me to into the translation. I will help my children to understand it too. Thank you.
Good morning, my name is Holly Grace, and I'm here because I try to take advantage of all the day longs that I can. It's kind of sacred time in my busy life, so I'm not feeling very well, and I really was like, am I going to sleep in? Am I going to go? What do I do? And I thought, nothing will make me feel better than coming, so I'm here. I may be leaving before lunch, but I'm here. I love music. My earliest memories are of music. My father's a self-taught musician, and so my earliest memories are singing in my crib with him playing the guitar. And I had a sort of born-again Christian family and had to go to a lot of different churches that I didn't relate to very well, and music was always sort of what carried me through that. I was in all the choirs and just kind of escaped into the music of it. And I really like what you said about music transmitting stories. It's always been a way that I can remember, like the helping verbs or the 50 states or the Dharma. I'm always interested in more learning devices, and I'm glad to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. My name is Erin Huerta, and I'm here because I love to practice, so I come to every Dingle that I can. And I'm especially grateful that you come here, because I also have two small children, and it's hard to drive far away for day long. It just adds 4 more hours to this being gone. And I really appreciate music with a Dharma theme, because I love music, but I have a hard time finding music that I like the message of. And I like to listen to music with my kids, and I have the same problem where I maybe like the sound of the music, but I don't especially like the message that the song is portraying. So I'm happy to be able to get more music that I can listen to with my kids, and they love music. So something we can enjoy together. Thank you for having me.
Hi, my name is Stan Cunningham, and I try to come to as many day-longs as I can. I've been practicing a long time. And grew up also in a musical family, and have been singing all my life, singing in our church choir and the symphony chorus here in town. And we'd love to share, if you don't already know it, Simple Gifts.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
We can sing it together today.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I'm only going to be able to hear for the morning because we have two grandkids at home that are waiting.
Okay.
But hopefully I can sing some of what we're singing here with them.
Wonderful.
Thank you for coming from Berkeley. I look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kathy, and I'm very new to this. I'm very grateful that you came, and I'm grateful that you did this, and I'm grateful to be here. I've been looking mentally, looking and wanting to learn how to meditate. I try on my own, and I just, anyway, I don't get there. I don't know, but this is what I need, and I'm and I think that the ad that was in the paper that announced this was a I don't know if karmic is the right word, or universal, universe responding to my need, and I'm just really grateful. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dorothy Griggs, and I enjoy Lori's day longs, and I thought having music would be a unique thing, and I'm very glad, and thank you for coming from Berkeley. I do have to leave early, so I don't want you to think I'm not enjoying it, but it's a prior commitment.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Bill. I'm so appreciative of you coming tonight. I don't know, I'm another one of those born-again Buddhists. I have to say that one thing that I have missed in at least my exposure to the Buddhist tradition is the relative lack of singing and music. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Mm-hmm. It's the one thing, it's the old hymns and everything that I miss from my growing up. So thank you for helping maybe fill a little gap there.
Thank you.
I'm Sue, and I would not have missed this for anything. I'm so excited. I normally try to come to these day-longs anyway, but music is really, really a huge part of my life. It's like I feel like it's my main spiritual expression. Mm-hmm. And I think I first kind of discovered Dharma probably about 12 years ago, but I didn't really ever have any support with that or a community until I came here to California a little over 3 years ago. The area that I lived in, there really wasn't anything. I was in the frozen northland of northern New York State.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a lot of reading and study on my own, but I really didn't know what to do with it until I got here. And I have a background like some other people, with the born-again Christians, and I used to write a lot of music back then, and I haven't written any music since then, and I'm just really excited and inspired and all of that cool stuff.
And I invited Sue to bring her guitar because she's
wonderful.
A lovely, lovely musician. And we did I was invited to do a sermon at the Unitarian Universalist Church, and Sue did the music for it, and she picked some wonderful songs. We did it on loving kindness.
Oh, neat.
So
it was an awesome experience.
It was great.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Darlene, and I really enjoy these gatherings. I really do, and I love music. It keeps me balanced and mindful, and thank you for coming, and thank you, Lori, for all you've done for us. Thank you.
I started my practice in 1971 in Berkeley.
Oh, wow. What's your name?
My name is Carol Miller. I guess my name wasn't as important as how remarkable that I'm seeing someone from Berkeley again. Where it all started for me, I guess. And then I moved here a few years later. I moved here in 1974, and it was very difficult, but I raised my two children in the practice, and they were both very spiritually inclined. And I have a grandson. I can say that I think music is innate. I also come from a family. My family, from my mother's side, was from Austria, and they were all musicians. My grandfather from Hungary, and they all played the violin, and all of us generations did. And but I think it's innate in humans, because I have a new grandson. Well, I have a new granddaughter, and my grandson, who was born on my 60th birthday, was observing his new little sister, and she was born, I guess, maybe 3 weeks ago or something, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I asked my son, how does he feel about the baby now? And he said, oh, he loves the baby. I said, well, how do you know? He said, because she was crying one time, and he made up a song and started singing to her. And I said, oh, my goodness. You know, it must just be innate in us. You know, that, I just felt so linked to him at that point, you know. I mean, I have since, you know, the day he was born on my birthday. But yet, I think that I get very lost in words very often when I'm meditating, and so I really need the kind of environment that this provides, so that's why I'm here. Mm-hmm. And I love to write, and I've started writing again in the last few years since I retired from teaching. I started writing again, and I'd like to bring all of that together too.
Great.
You're very inspiring.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you to Lori.
My name is Christy. And you have a beautiful voice, by the way.
Thank you.
Really lovely. I'm here. I like to go to as many alongs as I can. I've always been inspired by music. I love it. I always have it on. I don't have a TV. I get home, I plug in my iPod. I love music, so I'm really drawn to this.
Great.
Thank you.
My name is Carlene. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Carlene Smith. I'm musically challenged, so I really appreciate music. I love it. And when you were singing, when we were doing the meditation, I had a smile on my face because it made me feel really good. It was really nice. And I'm here, and I appreciate Lori putting these together because it really makes me more mindful, and it's really wonderful to spend the day this way. And I really appreciate you coming. I saw you on Awakening Joy, and that was really nice also.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Zita, and I want to thank Lori for all the time and effort she puts into bringing these together for us, because they are really inspiring. They're good for us, and I enjoy it. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. And I wanted to thank you for, I spent a lot of time on the road, so I know what it's like to drive long distances, and I want to thank you for that. That's a long way that you've come. And music has been a source of, I won't say inspiration, comfort for all my life. And when Lori played one of your songs at one of our evening sessions, I was so moved I couldn't wait to get home and go to your website. And so I did. And I listened to a bunch of them, and I tried to download the one that I wanted to share with everyone that I knew. And I told you earlier I couldn't. I was like, look, what's going on here? So then I emailed. But I'm so glad that you came, because your music is beautiful, and anything that helps deepen our practice and the vibration, the feeling that a music accompanying the intention to deepen our practice is just really, I feel it. It's a different kind of, it's different than listening to or be paying attention to the breath and that sort of thing. It's like I actually feel it, and so I get it at a deeper level. Mm-hmm. That's my feeling anyhow. So I enjoy it, and I want to really thank you for that.
Thank you.
May I ask a question before I move on? Can you express more of the I don't really understand that much of the in the ultimate I dwell is the kind of simple meaning for me. So
yes, I can. This song, the words are from Vietnamese Zen teacher Thich Nhat Hanh, and the music is an old Christian ballad, actually. And a friend of mine, Betsy Rose, put this together. But Thich Nhat Hanh wrote the words, and he, when he's speaking about the ultimate, he's essentially speaking about the present moment. And as we go deeper and deeper into the present moment, we find that this is where everything's happening. This is the ultimate. This is the expression of the most sacred, the most ultimate. That the universe is offering us now. So you can think of it in a simple way for children, thinking of it as this moment now. For us, as we investigate, we find something magical and mysterious in this moment now, and that's also a meaning of ultimate. Yeah.
I'm sure my children will ask
me
that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they will too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, great. All right. Well, I would like to say a little bit more about intersecting music and Dharma, although many of you are very articulate about it already. And we can all see and feel how music, is a way to feel and express something directly through the heart. There's been quite a bit of study on music as it helps to heal stroke patients, and it can speak to a whole different part of the brain, and it can not only help people get back in touch with language, but also even walk again, because there are ways that our mind understands music, either music with words or instrumental music, like classical music and so forth, that it's its own unique place in the brain. And so, and what it touches into are deep emotional places that really are accessed in that way. So religions all over the world and throughout history intuitively know that and typically use music quite a lot. And we as Westerners know that in the Judeo-Christian tradition, like you were saying, that there's a lot of music in the Western religious traditions. And there are in the Asian religious traditions as well, and chanting, as Laurie was saying, and we'll be doing some chanting today, to inspire, to bring clarity, to bring energy. But in our tradition, the Theravadan tradition, when it came over, in part, I think, to try and release some of the Asian cultural traditions and make it more accessible to Americans, much of the chanting, the very long, you know, intensive chanting stuff was left behind. And so what was brought here more for our practice are the, you know, the following the breath, and this is all wonderful, the walking meditation and metta practices and the other practices that are phrase-oriented practices, which we'll do today some. But the music, not so much. And so we as Westerners are missing that when we're practicing in this tradition. And so bringing it back is what we're trying to do today and what we're going to be doing, just to a large extent. So let's go to this next piece on your handout, the Three Refuges. The language on the left is Pali, which is a language that's no longer spoken. But it was spoken during the time of the Buddha, 2,500 years ago, and it's been kept alive in the monastic traditions of Southeast Asia. And so the chants are, again, in a language that nobody speaks in the world anymore, except that they're used for these Buddhist chants. And we're taking refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And traditionally, the Buddha is the historical figure, and the Dharma are the Buddhist teachings, and the Sangha is the community of practitioners. But you can take it more broadly as the Buddha being within yourself. When you are able to come into the present moment, you're embodying the Buddha. And Dharma is not only Buddhist teachings, but anything that we feel to be true, that resonates as true, a true light, a true guiding reality. And Sangha are the people in our lives who support and love us and help us on our path toward peace. So, will you raise your hand if you've done this chant before, if you recognize it? Okay, great. That's a majority of us. So we'll do a call and response because there's a handful who haven't done it before, and then we'll start doing it together when we get to, for the second time, do Dhyanpi. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Samma Sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Samma Sambuddhassa.
And then just to say a little bit more about that first part, that is a gratitude to the Buddha for what he's done, what he did 2,500 years ago, which was to release all of the distractions of wealth and of self-recrimination and come into the present really deeply and the awakening that he had there. And so let's do that again together three times.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa.
Okay, now repeat after me.
Buddham saranam gacchami. Buddham saranam gacchami. Dhammam saranam gacchami. Dhammam saranam gacchami. Sangham saranam gacchami. Sangham saranam gacchami.
Now join me if you know it, and just fake it if you don't know it.
Dutiyambi Buddham saranam gacchami. Dutiyambi Dhammam saranam gacchami. Dutiyambi Sangham saranam gacchami. Tatiyambi Buddham saranam gacchami. Tatiyambi Dhammam saranam gacchami. Tatiyambi Sangham saranam gacchami.
Wonderful. And I want to say something about this position, this namaste position. This is used all over the world, in pretty much all of the different religious traditions. And what's so interesting, I just learned this and I want to share with you about this shape, is that in Chinese medicine, which understands acupressure points, when we make this shape, there are all sorts of points pressed in the hands. And where you're holding it right now in the body and how it affects in the arm, the whole shape of it, that apparently awaken all sorts of meridian points in the body. And so the theory is that the reason why humans all over the world have found this shape to be a really sacred and inspiring shape for their hands to be in is because it's doing all kinds of things also to the internal interior of the body that are really healing for the body. It's kind of interesting. So this is a nice shape. This is also, in yoga, a shape that we can use to bring calm if we're feeling anxious or worried. This shape can bring calm. So it's more than meets the eye, which is kind of interesting. All right. So you have a song in your... The next one there. What we're going to be doing today... Bringing our minds into the present moment in a variety of different ways that we use. Pema Chodron is a teacher in the Tibetan tradition, and she says, if you can manage to not believe all your thoughts, you're doing great. That our thoughts are not necessarily telling us anything wise or anything about ourselves. You know, they're conditioned and they arise and they pass. So this song is from Lead Belly. Many of you know, was a very famous blues singer in the 50s and 60s. And it was adapted by a friend of mine named Alan Sanaki, who's the abbot of the Berkeley Zen Center. So the first four verses are from Lead Belly, and then the last one is from... Before you go back to the choruses from Alan Sanaki. So I'll sing you the chorus, which is the first paragraph written there, and then as soon as you get it, sing it with me.
Relax your mind, relax your mind. It'll make you feel so fine. Relax your mind.
And then as we continue our practice, even in our daily life with driving and so forth, being in the moment and feeling the steering wheel rather than being lost in thought. The more that we practice this, the more, as I said earlier, gifts come, like a sense of peace and well-being, a sense of connectivity to the universe and to other people and animals, and other wonderful insights and awarenesses can come as we practice this. So we're going to move into walking meditation. Will you raise your hand if you've done walking meditation before, if you've had experience with this? Okay, that's all of us. Great. So you can walk in here or walk outside, and as Lori said, be careful outside. And just find a small place to practice the sensation, noticing the sensation of the feet and legs walking and relaxing the mind, coming into the present. If you notice yourself getting distracted by something that's in the present moment, like if you're outside and the beautiful flowers or the feel of the warmth on your skin, you can stop walking and enjoy that. Taking pleasure in the present moment is part of the gift of this practice. Somebody asked a long-term practitioner, I believe he was also a Tibetan, Geshe, why he practiced. He'd been practicing all his life. He's in his 80s. He'd been practicing for 60 years. Why did he practice? And he said, in order to see the small purple flowers by the side of the road. That the sacred is here. And that's why we're practicing being here, because there's so much here to nourish us. So as you're doing your walking, enjoying the sensation of the lifting and moving and placing of the feet and the legs, and also just enjoying the experience of being here, however that is given to you. Again, like the flowers or the sun or the breeze or a bird call or whatever it is. Okay, so I'll ring the bell for us to come back at 11:30. And if you would like further instructions, then just stay and I'd be happy to give further instructions and more.